This is the BBC.
It's Tuesday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The bangers are back. Also, me and Chris do some declarations of love inspired by last night's Love Island final. And from Love Island, Johnny Mitchell's playing Innuendo Bingo with some excellent clips today.
Chloe braced herself for a facial from John. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. So Chris is back after yet another travel nightmare. They just follow you around, don't they?
Well, I can't help it if the plane cancels, can I?
No. Now, we wrote a strongly worded email of complaint to the airline yesterday on the show with the help of the listeners. Did you send that to the airline as requested?
I did, yeah. But I've not had a response yet, so I'm assuming I've not done it right. Plus, when you complain, you're meant to fill out forms and all this kind of thing. So I've sent it. I'm interested to see what happens.
I was quite annoyed yesterday, and I can't work out whether I was annoyed at you or the airline.
Probably me.
A little bit. I was going to...
You were really short with me on text.
Was I?
Yeah. Was I? Was going to bring this up to you, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I thought this yesterday, like, and on the night, actually, where I found out my plane was going to be cancelled, I said to you, I'm stuck at the airport, plane's been cancelled, just got one word back that's going, really? And then it was, underneath that, it was just like, mad. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I tweeted you, and you never replied,
no.
So I know that you're in a grump then.
Yeah. I was all about, like, you're under citizen's arrest on Sunday night.
You did come across a little bit like that.
I'm fine
to me,
now.
Actually.
I realise it's their mistake, their error. Okay, I've got Blossoms coming up and Little Mix and Stormzy. Have you heard this yet? It's new Rag and Bowman, As You Are, Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
We've got Love Island's Johnny on the show at 1:45. I understand you've got a lot to ask, Chris.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be everywhere, these guys, now, aren't they? Now that they're out at the Villa, kind of dispersed across every club in the UK, I reckon.
Over 2 million people watched that last night. It was just crazy. Nearly 3 million for ITV2.
And Johnny's the first one of many, I reckon, on Innuendo Bingo today.
Right.
I say we spray him hard.
Yeah, we've got the voiceover guy on Thursday.
Have we?
Yeah, Ian Sterling.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So, yeah, Johnny's on at 1:45. How are we going to cope? How are we all going to cope now?
What do you mean?
Well, lack of Love Island. 7 weeks of your life. That's it. Till next year.
Yeah, everyone was saying this, that they're going to struggle to move on. I don't really see why people are struggling to move on.
No.
Just watch something else.
What's Caroline Flack going to do?
Yeah, well, that's what we're all thinking.
Scott Mills.
Love Island's Johnny is coming up for Innuendo Bingo. We do need to ask him about this. The words he says before he goes in for a kiss.
Oh, I've seen this clip so many times. It's kind of cringy, this, but it's kind of relatable. You know, just before you go in for a first kiss with someone, the thing that you say to engineer the kiss.
What do you say? I don't really know what I say.
But this is what Johnny says.
Right. Oh, sorry, I wanted to stay this for like a week, you know?
And there he goes. I've never really thought about it. What do I actually say? Here we go then.
Oh, I bet some people have heard some awful chat.
Yeah, just the one line you say before you go in for the kiss.
Be honest.
Let's know, be honest.
I wanted to do this for about a week.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. We've got Killers next. And we've got Johnny on Innuendo Bingo from Love Island. That's happening next. So many questions. Do you think it's going to be really awkward when they have, like, their rap party, you know, like when the show's finished?
Yeah, awkward for different reasons with different people.
We'll get him in next and we'll get him wet. Here's the Killers and the Man on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
It's Scott Mills here and here is Johnny from Love Island. Hi.
Hello. How's it going?
All right. So, you've probably had pretty busy time since you left that island.
Yeah, pretty busy. Yeah. Not going to lie.
When you applied, right, what was your motivation? Because obviously no one probably knew the show was going to be as big as it was this year.
Sure, I didn't actually apply. They approached me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that how it works? Just because you're super good looking or something?
I don't really know, mate. What's the theory? I don't know what their motive was behind it, but they approached me.
But how do they approach you?
Just like, they approached me on social media.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Just got in touch with me with that. I turned it down at first as well.
Did you? Do you actually want to be famous or do you want to find love, Johnny?
Well, it's a nice little mixture of the two, isn't it?
It kind of is, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the plan now? Are you doing like a lot of club appearances and stuff like that?
I got a few lined up, but yeah, I'm steering away from the club appearance thing too much. I don't want to kill myself, but it's been eventful. Yeah, I've got a few things in the pipeline.
But it's just funny because when you know you're going to be on such a massive reality show as this has been, it's going to be really hard to move away from that, isn't it? Because like loads of people want to know what all you guys are up to now and want to keep seeing you guys. And
yeah, to a certain extent, it's going to be impossible unless you just delete everything.
Yeah,
but no, I mean, I'm happy with it. I'm happy with people.
Are you going to be friends with people from the show? Do you?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's tons of people I'll definitely be staying in touch with. Yeah, like Marcel, for one, my best mate in there. Can't wait to see him.
What's going to be when you have like your end of show party, which hasn't happened yet, has it?
Not yet.
What's going to be the most awkward thing that might happen at that party?
Well, what do you think?
Well, you tell us what you think.
Well, I think the Tyler thing will be pretty eventful, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that being quite awkward, but I'm sure I'll power through.
I mean, it is going to be awkward, but then... So, just to keep up, she's now in a couple with someone else in the show now, or is she on her own?
I'm not really sure what the situation is. She did couple up with Mike, but I'm not sure if anything's actually materialised.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's now rumours about him seeing other people anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
that today.
I spoke to Mike a little while ago, but he didn't really mention anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry, no exclusive there. It's,
it just must be so weird when you're, like, put in this house, this villa, and they're like, right, okay, fall in love. It's a bit of a weird thing to do.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but makes good TV, doesn't it?
Didn't you name him Muggy Mike?
No, that was Chris.
Oh, it was Chris.
No, I'm responsible for the Theo one.
Oh, right, yes, of course.
Like,
yeah,
I won't mention it.
Can't say that one. Who do you think will be the first couple that are now a couple to break up?
God, that's a tough one. I don't really know. Potentially Chris and Liv, they do argue a lot.
Yeah.
So maybe.
And it was a funny one, that, because he's extremely popular, it feels.
Yeah, he is, yeah. And Liv ain't that bad. I think they probably paint her out to be a lot worse than she is. But okay. She weren't too bad.
If you could, would you do it all over again?
Absolutely, yeah.
You would?
Yeah, it was brilliant. I mean, I was definitely sceptical about it at first, but best thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, such a good experience.
We liked the line that you used before the kiss. Let me just play that to you.
Yeah, I heard this.
Oh, sorry, I wanted to do this for like a week.
Oh, the music. You see, you don't see it with all the music in between, do you?
Nope, that is pretty cringe here. Like, yeah.
Cheeky little line there before the kiss. It's just wanted to do this for a week.
It is tricky, that line that you say though before you move in, you know. It's
you've got to say something, haven't you? I mean,
well,
what do you do? Do you just go in? Yeah,
I think you know when it's right.
Okay, Johnny, have you got any regrets from the show?
I mean, it took me a little bit longer than most people to come out my shell originally. Like, I wish I just got a bit more stuck in, but it was so overwhelming being in there. So yeah, it did take me a little bit to sort of get stuck in, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get you stuck into another great feature, Inuna Bingo, in a minute.
Brilliant.
Do you know what's going on?
It's very wet.
I'm a very big fan of this, yeah.
Are you?
Wicked.
Yeah. Okay, good. Right, he knows what's going on. We'll do it after Rudimental.
Scott Mills. I can feel my
love coming back again. That's Rudimental and James Arthur and Sun Comes Up on Radio 1. Let's do this.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Johnny Mitchell from Love Island is on today. Right, on the final last night, they're all kind of jumping in that pool with their tuxedos on. That's how well I want this to be today,
yeah,
okay?
Fine. It's right. Like that license to swirl thing that you did.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Like that, except you will just spit over each other instead.
At the moment, Johnny's hair is perfectly coiffured, Chris. I want that to change.
Yeah, sure. Johnny, you like this game, right?
This is literally one of my favourite bits of your show.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, it's good to have you on it. Got some good clips as well. Here we go, then.
Right, you ready?
Get your waters.
All right, let's do it.
Here we go.
All right.
Firstly, thanks to Hannah, who's at home on maternity leave in Brighton. Let's not hold back today, lads. Let's go for it. She sent me this new clip. Thanks, Hannah. It's from Caravana of the Year on BBC Two. The contestants on the show will do absolutely anything to win that coveted trophy. Even if some of the challenges sound a little bit strange.
Right. Well, the clock says 1 hour. 11 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
You have won the record for the slowest erection.
Judge Andy Harris there testing David's ability to put up an awning, of course, which was very slow at.
You have won the record for the slowest erection.
Yeah. Didn't play that game on your show, did they?
I don't know. I think I might have a couple of times.
Now, let's go to a classic from Countdown on Channel 4. Contestant Anne is very pleased with her seven-letter word. But, of course, Nick Hewer had to ask the inevitable.
Anne.
Just a seven.
A seven from Anne Neville.
Six.
And that's six.
Sinner.
Anne.
Funnies.
Thank you very much. Can we beat a fanny?
Come on, guys.
I think you struggle, Nick. Nick, you were there.
Come on, Nick.
Can we beat a fanny?
Okay. More water, please. Come on, lads. Let's step it up. Come on. Let's get wet.
It's a good one.
Next, it's a new one from Tea Time favourite Catchphrase on ITV. And Stephen Mulhern is quizzing contestant David before the show gets into full swing. Now, I don't know about you, but this doesn't sound like any kind of catchphrase to me. More of a kind of personal preference?
You're scared of a frisbee?
Yeah, it just, they come at some speed, and I just don't really like things coming at my face.
You're just aiming at me now.
Johnny, you've got to spray out. You've dribbled over yourself, mate.
Spray out.
Go on.
You made a mess of yourself there.
Go on.
I'll wait for you.
That's muggy.
Yes. I wouldn't want a frisbee flying in my face either, to be honest.
And I just don't really like things coming at my face.
I understand that. Water, please. Over to Motors TV now for an absolute classic and their flagship motorbike show, Bike World. Now, they do get some of the most well-known people in motorbiking to present that show. Take Susie Taylor, for example, whose reputation obviously precedes her.
As I said before, I'm not a particularly gifted off-road rider, which is why we leave that stuff up to Susie, because she loves it up the dirt track.
That's a big one.
It's a good one. It's true, though. Susie is a great off-road rider. I've seen it myself on Bike World.
We leave that stuff up to Susie, because she loves it up the dirt track.
Okay. Water, please.
Good, Johnny.
Oh, I'll need a new T-shirt.
It's getting wet over there now.
Mm-hmm.
It's back to Inside the Factory on BBC Two for a brand new clip.
I thought you'd have more of a tan.
Greg Wallace is back at it again. Oh, Greg. Now, I can't remember the last time I was in a factory. But it seems the workers just, like, do anything to pass the time. And it seems here they've even got Greg Wallace involved.
At the factory, I'm in the tea storage area and ready for the next step on my epic tea bag journey.
Oh, mate.
I got you good with that one.
Got me in the face.
Thanks to Sam in Nottingham for sending that one in. You know that we can't do this game without you. It's all about you spotting the clips. Email them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you spot an innuendo. Tell me the date, the time, and the programme. We'll do the rest. Next, it's a classic from The Chase.
I'm ready for the next step on my epic tea bag journey.
I like that new one. The Chase. If we've told you once, we've told you 1,000 times. The answer is never, ever C.
The spring wildflower garlic mustard has what alternative name? A. Jack by the hedge. B. Tom by the tree. C. Dick by the bush.
The answer was, of course, A, Jack by the hedge, if you were playing along at home.
C, Dick by the bush.
Next, we're going over to ITV for Arsenal versus Chelsea. And it's a pre-match friendly, live from Beijing.
It's what? Pre-match friendly?
I don't know what it means.
What does that mean?
I'm just reading it. The commentator is Matthew Upson. He used to play for Arsenal. And it's his job on the commentary team to give the perspective of a player. And as a former player, he knows exactly what he likes and he also knows exactly what he doesn't like.
And Willian, who scored a hat-trick against Fulham last weekend, is on the score sheet once more.
Monreal has to keep him going on the outside. As a defender, the only place I don't want him coming is inside.
LAUGHTER
Is it wetter than you thought it would be?
It's a lot wetter than I thought it would be, yeah.
Thank you to Jay in Newport for sending us that clip. Finally, it's a classic from Channel 5's Gadget Show. Now, I normally tune in for all the latest tech on that show, so imagine my surprise when I heard what Chloe and John were up to on this episode. This doesn't normally happen.
And while Francesca underwent her exfoliating facial treatment, Chloe braced herself for a facial from John.
Ah, testing the latest beauty treatments there, of course. Not what I was expecting. And that was Johnny Mitchell from Love Island, Indiana Bingo. Thanks for coming in today.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you. Scott Mills. Chainsmokers and Halsey and Closer. And before that, it was Wild Thoughts, DJ Khaled. I really liked Johnny.
Yeah, he wasn't as muggy as I thought he might be.
Do you think he'd be a bit annoying? Be honest.
He's actually a really nice bloke.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
More Love Island, Inuna Bingo, with Ian Sterling, the actual sassy voiceover, Thursday afternoon.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1. Someone who only has ever tweeted in about the Bruno Mars song has been on again, saying, can you turn it off? Like, send something different.
What, does this happen every time? I've not noticed this one.
They've sent 6 texts so far, all about Versace on the floor.
Fair enough.
You really don't like it, do you? James in Oxford says, that was, without a doubt, the best Inuendo Bingo I have ever heard. Wow. And hello, Glyn, listening from his sun lounger in Croatia with Prosecco in hand, agrees that Johnny was a lot less muggy than he thought he'd be. You have a good holiday.
Yeah. Tune of the week. BBC Radio 1.
Again, a lot of messages from people who are listening to us on their holidays at the moment. Let me know if you are. Okay, you missed this on the show yesterday because your flight was cancelled. You miss Natty from Fickle Friends, the lead singer, and her boyfriend calling up the show. They were listening and making couscous at the same time.
Oh, wow.
That's what you missed. Yeah, they're from Brighton. They're called Fickle Friends. This track is Glue. Yeah.
Tune of the week. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Harry from Fickle Friends has just tweeted, thanks for making us your track of the week, your tune of the week. Nice to hear Stark turning up for work today.
That's good. Nice of him to say.
Yeah. So,
and what's he up to, couscous again?
No, it doesn't say actually, but he just said it's nice to hear you. Ellie in Bournemouth says, Natty's voice just oozes summer. Get me out of this office. I love this track by Fickle Friends. I do enjoy their summery sound.
Mm.
Emma from Burnley says, I love these guys. I saw them at Community Festival and it is a real summer thing. It really is.
I'd love to see them live.
Yeah, but they're awesome. Friends. That's Clue, my tune of the week.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so this is exciting. To celebrate 50 years of Radio 1, Live Lounge Month 50 is coming in September right here. From Monday to Friday at midday throughout September, some of the world's biggest pop stars and bands are going to be performing in the Live Lounge. To celebrate Radio 1's 50th birthday, 50 years on air, bands are not going to only play their own songs, but they're going to cover a classic hit from the past 5 decades as well. And tomorrow morning, 10:15, Clara Amfo is going to be announcing the lineup, and I can tell you, it's ridiculous. Last year's was epic. Kicked off in LA at Justin Bieber's house, remember that? And then along the way took in Usher and Bastille and Emily Sandé and that massive gig with the 1975 and the orchestra and loads more. This year, it's bigger, I'm telling you. Tune in tomorrow morning to Clara for a whole show dedicated to the huge names on this year's lineup. And to get you in the mood, here is one of my favourites from last year's Live Lounge Month. Remember it was when Zara Larsson came in and covered Drake and Rihanna? This is it. Jazzy, but not too jazzy.
I know what you mean.
Zara Larsson and Too Good covering Drake and Rihanna. It was amazing, the Live Lounge Month last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If only for the bloke that was booked to play on the Justin Bieber session, he had never played Love Yourself before. It's his first time, so there's a couple of tiny mistakes. Oh, yeah. But it just proves it's all live, guys, you know what I mean? No pressure. It's the first live lounge that they ever did last year. Oh, again.
Ah! Oh, I could not be that guitarist. He was really, really good after that. It was just an initial problem.
Just feeling his way through the chords there. What was your highlight, or one of your highlights from last year?
For me, last year, Kano, I thought, did an unbelievable live lounge. And Jack Garrett as well, of course. Because he's doing 100 things at once.
Christine and the Queens, Biffy Clyro, mm-hmm. also good. The lineup is crazy for this tomorrow. Make sure you're here with Clara 10:15 tomorrow morning to celebrate Radio 1's 50th birthday. We have literally poured out all the stops to bring you Live Lounge Month 50. It's going to be good.
Scott Mills.
In 1 hour, your summer mix is One Hit Wonders.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I think they're sounding really good, the summer mixes. It's a good one today as well. 3:45, One Hit Wonders. This is James. Hello, James.
Morning, afternoon.
Why, have you just got up or something?
No, I'm at lunch, so...
Okay. No.
going well.
Whereabouts do you live and what do you do?
I live in Aldershot. I work in IT, so...
Okay.
Pretty tough.
Oh, yes, I've just heard you work in IT. Apparently you don't trust people that have private browsing.
Yeah, up to no good.
Well, that's not true.
Scott's default browser on his phone's private browsing, I've noticed.
Don't see what's wrong with it.
I don't know what he's up to.
Nothing.
Yeah, no, it does suggest you're up to something,
it
Scott.
Doesn't.
What it suggests is someone that can't be bothered regularly deleting their history. Because it does it for you, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Can you explain to me what a Bitcoin is, please?
It's like what you use to pay for stuff. It's like normal money, but... It's a bit dodgy, I think.
Oh, right.
Okay, good.
You haven't got any bitcoins, have you, Scott?
No, we're literally not.
Just wondering if we could be asked to be paid in bitcoin, whether it's a good idea or not. Sounds like not.
I think not. And also, when someone comes to you with an IT problem, do you say exactly what the IT people here say? And that's, we might want to switch it off and back on again, mate.
No, of course not. World class.
Okay.
But you know, at work right now, I take it you've got like a few screens in front of you, but are you one of those that's really quick at switching the screen so you could be, I don't know, on Facebook or something like that, but then just with one button or like two buttons, just be like...
Quick switch.
And it comes up with like a graph in front of you. Yeah. Look busy.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I mean, that would be telling.
Yeah, I bet you can switch the screen.
I bet you're one of those that just looks busy.
Yeah. Okay, this is what I've got for you today, James. It's old school, but it's good. Rui De Silva, Touch Me. Oh, this would be a bit of a treat, wouldn't it, for a Tuesday? Nothing.
No, you see, the thing is, I appreciate that you've got a very good song there. I've gone slightly different. Let's go with it, though. I think it's a good one. You could have my choice today, which is this. Oh. Big song, Mills? What are you saying?
Oh, yeah.
Sean Kingston. Remember him?
Yeah.
Fire Burning.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Come on, look, let's get enthusiastic about this. On the dance floor.
Okay, fine.
Tough. It's going to have to be the first one, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Good choice. Banger. Nah, Sean Kingston didn't really stand a chance up against Rui De Silva and Touch Me. Scott Mills here. Last week we were talking about people that have festivals in their garden. And I did say that they're just for poshos.
You did.
Lauren's been on, who has called herself head of cheese boards. She says, I want to let you know about a festival me and my friends had last weekend. Definitely not just for posh families. This is where they sometimes have live music on, you get wristbands, there are portaloos, but it's normally in their very large back garden.
No, but that's not strictly true. We had a caller on last week, I think for Bangers, who was saying that he was doing his own festival with his family and friends in the garden. And then it reminded me that some of my friends do a festival as well in their garden. They call it Lions Fest because their last name is Lions.
Well, there was a girl called Jess who has a festival in her back garden called Jestival. It's quite good.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway, this year was the second year of Matt and Will's Cider Festival, a festival that was born out of 5 years reviewing cider, all beginning with a Wetherspoon Cider Festival. 400 reviews later, Matt, my boyfriend, and Will decided it was time to share the creme de la creme with the nearest and dearest. So they had loads of cider, a cider pong tournament, 4 bands, 4 kilos of cheese, organised by Lauren herself, head of cheese boards. The scale required a full committee from head of strategic planning to head of infrastructure. Too far, you think? No, because we take this very seriously. P.S. We are not posh. Sound a bit posh.
I'm thinking of doing a family and friends festival, and someone suggested the name for it could be Woodstock. You know, clever.
Clever play on the name Stark there, yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, bear in mind it was the Love Island final last night. We want to do something after 3.
Okay, so on yesterday's show, on the Love Island final, they did this quite horrific part of the show where they basically read out love letters to each other.
Like declarations of love.
Declarations of love, and they had all day to work on them, and I think that was the problem. They got too inventive with their language. They used all these metaphors, which didn't really work. Ben today, Scott, they've only known each other about 4 or 5 weeks, so a declaration of love seems like it could be quite soon. I've got no doubt at all that they really like each other.
Yeah, they like each other, but they love each other. There's loads of things that I say I love, but
exactly.
Actually I just really like them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you really like wine.
Yeah.
You really like tanning.
Yeah.
I really like pizza.
You do.
So I just thought maybe we could do our own declarations of love today.
That's coming up.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Scott here. Did you see Love Island last night? What were those weird declarations about?
They were, they were particularly cringeworthy. I think the contestants had a lot of time on their hands to make them, and I don't think that helped the situation, because they were trying to be really creative, and it just ended up pretty gross.
Bear in mind, these people have known each other 6 weeks. Here's Marcel's declaration of love to Gabby.
But what I want you to do right now is close your eyes, all right, and try and think of all of our moments in there. Now snapshot each one of them in your head, and put them together like a mosaic. And if you zoom out of that, you should be able to see a bigger picture.
Love it.
Which is me and you standing here after 6 weeks declaring our love to each other. And I love you.
I said I love you.
I mean, it's a nice idea and all. I can kind of see where he's going with it. He's tried to be really creative and it's just ended up a bit kind of weird.
Actually said I love you. And then Chris wrote a poem to Olivia called Olivia. Which is a great name for someone called Olivia if you're writing a poem about her.
Our journey is ending where another will begin, and to me you're snowy if I was Tintin. Your cuddles in the morning and your kisses at night, but your freckles are one of my favourite sight. So thank you for your love and allowing me to show mine, and sorry for the arguments, I promise things will be fine. And I love you.
Oh my God.
I love you.
I always said it as well.
So I was thinking, like, when I saw this last night, I was thinking, well, maybe it's a good time for me and you to maybe do our declarations, and we could do that to each other, and that could be a wonderful thing.
We both love loads of things, but I'm not in love with them. But I definitely would do a declaration.
Yeah.
I mean, you love pizza.
I love pizza, yeah. You love tanning.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, let's get a couple of declarations of love together. You phone one of your favourite places that provides that pizza. I'll phone one of my favourite places, which obviously is the tanning salon. And we can declare our love.
Yeah, it just seems like the right thing to do after last night.
This is Scott Mills. I've got Declan McKenna's Humongous coming up. Ben's been on saying you two should write declarations for each other.
Well, that was my original idea when I saw this last night. Perhaps we could do that, but I thought that would be too gross.
Jake says, don't deny you love Chris Stark. It's so obvious. I mean, I do. I love you like a mate.
Yeah.
You're my mate.
Well, I think what you're saying is you really, really, really like me.
I really like you. So we like lots of things. Yours, probably the top one, is pizza.
Probably that's my sort of one. The nearest thing I would say to kind of love it in an object is that.
Mine, obviously, I do like a trip to the to the tanner, to the tanning salon there. So we're going to do declarations of love now. You've been working on yours all day.
So. I have, just like the Love Island. Yeah. Like, you know, I spent good time working on mine, so I'm ready to give it to the pizza place.
I didn't spend as long on mine, but I think it'd be all right. So I've got a number here for you for Pizza Hut. Are you ready to do your declaration?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's give them a call. Give them a call.
Pizza Hut, Baker Street, Crispy. Can I help you?
Hey, can I order two large pepperoni pizzas, please? Deep pan.
Of course you can. Is that for collection, sir?
Yeah, for collection, if that's okay.
Yes, not a problem at all.
Do I pay? Do I pay there or do I pay on the phone?
You pay when you come in, sir.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. So I know you're busy. Do you mind if I just quickly say a couple of words to you, just a quick declaration?
No, if you want to.
I'll order in, okay, just 2 minutes.
Okay, you sure?
I know sometimes it can seem like you're the worst thing for me, but I just want you to know I'm at my happiest when I'm with you. However sad it sounds, when I know you're coming over, I find myself looking out the window, counting down the minutes till you're with me.
Okay.
What I really like about you is that you're ridiculously hot sometimes, but you don't even know it.
Right.
One look at you, and I want you inside me. I want you smothered in pepperoni so I can nibble away on you. I want you to stuff me like you stuff your crust. You melt my heart like you melt my cheese. I hope the way we feel right now never changes. I think I love you.
Okay. I've been told that one, taking the order before.
We'll send someone to come and get the pizzas very soon.
Okay, alright. Okay, thank you.
I love you, pizza.
Thank you.
I always will.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
Is he okay?
I thought he took that well.
No, I think he took it really well, but it was like struggling for breath. Oh, so that was cute.
I feel good for it, actually.
That was really nice.
You ready actually for your declaration of love?
Yeah, well, I love a sunbed, as you know, love a spray tan, so...
I'm just interested to see how you've worded this one, so okay. I'm going to connect you to a tanning shop
okay
right now.
I've not worked on mine as long as yours.
But, here we go. Okay.
Sunbed City.
Hello, do you do spray tans?
Yes.
How much are they, please?
They're £20 for a full body.
Full body, okay, cool.
Okay.
I'm going to book one if that's all right, because I'm in your area tomorrow. I absolutely love spray tans.
Right.
Can okay I tell you how much?
How much?
I've just got a little declaration about my love of spray tans. Can I read it to you?
If you must, yeah.
You and I have known each other years, and you've really got under my skin. It felt a bit uncomfortable at the start, but now I can't imagine my life without you.
And that's how you feel about a spray tan?
Isn't it mad how far we've come? You started off as just a holiday thing, but now it's all year round. Oh! Oh, the next bit was the best bit.
No, not feeling the love there at all.
Okay, I'll call back, hang on.
City.
I like it when you spray my body, but I love it when you spray my face. Oh, she's gone again.
Oh, you're having such a mare with your declaration here. The problem is when they don't want to hear the declaration.
And how careful you are not to get it in my hair. I've had it all written out.
I don't think we can go much further with this.
That didn't go so well. Scott Mills. That silence in between where she started speaking again, I mean, it felt like it went on for hours.
You had to really struggle through your declaration there.
But now, I can't imagine my life without you.
And that's how you feel about a spray tan.
Oh. She wasn't having it.
Didn't even get to the best bit.
Oh, and you're only trying to confess your love.
I
love
am.
Island style.
Like you do with pizza.
I want you to stuff me like you stuff your crust. You melt my heart like you melt my cheese.
He lost it.
Oh, that was better than I remember.
I really enjoyed that. We should do more declarations of love more often. People really enjoyed it today.
We can get other people doing them as well if we want.
And Will in Yorkshire wants to press his button. You know you can only do it once a year for the best thing of 2017.
Whoa!
Oh, that's huge from you, Will.
Humongous.
There you are, you pressure buzzer. You can't say anything else is amazing this year, but thank you. That means a lot.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills. Not as muggy as we thought he was going to be. Johnny played Inyo de Bingo earlier from Love Island. They're going to be having a crazy 6 months.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We've got the voiceover guy. Well, I think it's a great booking, by the way. Thursday, Ian Sterling, the sassy Scottish one. 1:45, he's playing Inyo de Bingo. Here's what happened when Johnny got wet earlier. Greg Wallace is back at it again. Oh, Greg. Now, I can't remember the last time I was in a factory. But it seems the workers just, like, do anything to pass the time. And it seems here they've even got Greg Wallace involved.
At the factory, I'm in the tea storage area and ready for the next step on my epic tea bag journey.
Oh, man.
I got you good with that one.
Got me in the face.
Oh, he was telling us that the phones, like, I didn't realise that, I didn't think they did anything, but the phones don't do anything in there. You can't get anything on them.
Yeah. So he was saying that they just, like, text each other
take
and pictures, but that's it.
Yeah.
Because I did wonder what they were up to on their phones.
Yeah, but there was no, like, social media and no internet or anything like that. But he was a nice guy.
Mm.
That was Johnny Mitchell from Love Island. I don't know what people are going to do tonight. Like, 9 o'clock, everyone's going to be like, what do I do?
We'll watch Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah, good one. That was Tuesday's show. We're back tomorrow for Bumbleo Wednesday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.